Hello and welcome to the Brooke. I have some big news.
Okay.
The Moms on Maui summer dates yes. are live, and this will be the last Moms on Maui of 2024. So super stoked about it.
Yeah.
And it's just an incredible experience. I mean, you can tell people about it more than I can because I'm not allowed to come. Actually,
yeah, it is. It's so fun. It really is. So we've got two back-to-back weeks up of dates in July. So it's July 11 through 16 and then 18 through 23. So you can apply for which week works for you, mm-hmm. or you can apply and check both boxes and say either works. Yeah. I just want to be there. I'm so excited about doing Moms on Maui again this year, because obviously last year when I did it, it was great. It was fun. It was all the things,
yep.
but I feel like since then I have learned a lot and had yeah. some more ideas, and I have some surprises up my yes. sleeve, and I'm just like, let's do it.
Yeah. There are literally boxes of goodies around us right now for Moms on Maui.
Yes.
The April ones that are coming out.
Yes.
But the July dates are live. You can find those at walkandlove.com/Moms on Maui or go to the show notes mm-hmm. or just go to our website and click on Moms on Maui.
Yeah.
Apply today because spots are extremely, extremely yes. limited.
Yes.
So yeah, go apply today. The Walk and Love podcast. I'm TJ.
And I'm Brooke.
And today we are going to talk about the Do Not Worry Club. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making us a part of your week. The Walk and Love podcast is a weekly conversation about rhythms, faith, parenting, emotions. It's a place where we laugh and sometimes cry as we try to find language to live a joy-filled life.
Wow. That was quick. And if you like your listening to line up with your living, you're in the right place.
This is going to be quick because this is take two.
Mm-hmm.
We just finished recording. I was uploading it.
It was uploaded.
And I noticed a lot of spaces on the audio file. And then I looked at the board, which we basically never touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that someone, maybe a child, unless Brooke's pulling a really weird prank on me.
No, I'm not.
Taken out mic one and plugged it into mic four.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just recorded for a while and now we're back at it and it's late. And yeah, that's where we are right now. So. Mm-hmm. Might make it a little briefer than we normally do, even as of lately, just because we're exhausted and we didn't expect to have to record two podcasts of the same thing. Also, just know this, that the last version was like just incredible. Like, probably one of the best episodes ever.
Mm,
I could say that.
Sure.
But before we get into it, I do want to share a story that I shared about 45 minutes ago. A couple of nights ago, Bianca, co-host of B&B After Dark. We haven't confirmed if she's the first B or the second B.
Mm.
We are unsure of
that. I'll text her right now. I didn't text her last time.
She was over a couple of nights ago and was like, hey, I got to ask you guys a question. We're like, go ahead. She's like, my boys who are 10 and 11 want to do an April Fool's joke on you guys and want to toilet paper your house. Is that okay? And I was like, absolutely. And like, they'll come back and clean it up tomorrow. Then the day after, I was like, even better. And so I said, well, do you think it'd be fun to like, for me to like run out and catch them and chase them? And she's like, oh my word, that would be so fun. So she texts us that they were on their way. And I was like, just text me when I should come out. And so she just replies, get them. So I turn on the porch lights, open the door. You know, hey kids, they both squeal.
Sprint
to the van, but one of them gets shut out of the van. So I'm just chasing him around the van to like extend the drama. And then he gets in the car, they drive up the street and I run and chase him and yell him up the street.
Yeah.
So my adrenaline was pumping about 45 minutes to an hour ago. Now it has been deflated into almost nothingness because we're doing this for the second time.
Yep.
But we're still here and we're here because for you, that's honestly why. Like, if it was up to us, we'd be in bed right now.
Yes.
But I think we have something good to share tonight and we don't want you to miss out on it. So that's why we're here. And yeah, here we go. I feel so
scattered now.
Even though I know what we're about to talk.
Yeah. The last episode really was, I wouldn't say it was one of our best ever, but it really was really solid.
It did feel solid.
So which I'm is really unfortunate.
One side of the audio. Okay. First off, I'm 2-0 in Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it again. Last week, Brooke had said, because we're doing creepy animals, let's do cute animals. So here we go. Mount Rushmore of cute animals. Mm-hmm. Brooke versus TJ. Brooke, you get first pick because I got first pick last week.
Okay. I'm going with puppies.
Solid choice.
Just hands down puppies.
It's also
of all kinds, any kind. You picture the cutest one you can think of when you're voting. That's the one I'm thinking of right now.
That's why it's such a solid choice.
Yeah. Do I personally like kittens more? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I'm here to win. I'm here to win. And I think there are more dog people in this world than cat people, okay, which is unfortunate. I'm going to try to change that in life, but,
you might be making some enemies right now.
That's okay. That's okay. But I'm still picking puppies.
Still picking puppies. Okay. Still solid choice. I'm going to go the opposite route. My first pick is kittens. Mm-hmm. If this seems rehearsed, it's because we've already done this and we've already written our picks down.
Yep. Next up for me is I'm just moving on. No, I want to go to bed. No banter. This is the fastest, quickest. Hopefully this is not somebody's first episode. You're going to be like, they were really direct and to the point, yeah, and it was over in 12 minutes. I almost made jokes and I didn't, cause 12 minutes is a long time. Okay.
That'd be a long episode, right? Like we can all admit.
That'd be a really long episode.
Like a long, long episode. Like,
yeah.
You're good at podcasting.
If you can go for 12 minutes, that's for sure. I think I'm going to go with a baby pig.
Solid choice.
They
what? A baby pig? I had no idea.
Are you so shocked? They seem so like starry-eyed towards the world.
Yeah.
Just like their little noses and their little ears and everything's like, boink, like so like pointed and alert. Yeah. And they're kind of, they got the way they like, kind of like, oh, baby goat, dang it. They kind of jump like a baby goat. No, I'm going to stick with pig.
My second pick, which I said last time, I think this is going to seal the deal for me. Baby hedgehog. Yeah. Good night. Thank you for playing. God bless America.
They're so cute.
So cute.
My cousins used to have a hedgehog as a pet.
Mm-hmm. That's a new anecdote from last episode.
But not the last episode people listened to. The last one we talked. Yeah, we gotta stop saying that. I can't remember its name.
Do Not Worry Club version 1.0. This is version 2.0 already. Mm.
Up next for me is a baby seal. I'm moving on.
All right, my third pick.
I'm also not convinced my child that Daisy's going to sleep through the night. So I'm like panicked about it a little bit.
Third pick for me, baby bunny.
Real cute.
Okay,
spot three, baby bunny, baby seal. Those are like neck and neck.
Yeah. This is the one that you thought you were going to change. You going to change it? You going to stick with it? What are you feeling?
I think I might change it.
Okay.
Should I change it to that other thing that I thought I was going to pick, but then I didn't?
Sure.
A baby giraffe.
Solid. Both are solid, but that one.
Last time I said baby elephant.
Yeah. So not baby elephant.
I don't think so. I think I'm going to change it.
Okay.
Baby giraffe.
And then my final pick is a baby penguin, because obviously the cutest animals are all babies. So we would never pick a full size animal. They're not as cute.
They're not as cute. However, there are cute full-size animals.
Yeah.
Like a panda.
Solid.
You're just like, it kind of looks the same, little or big.
Yeah, it does. All one of my all-time favorite videos is when that panda burps and then farts at the same time.
Yeah. Yes. And then doesn't it fall over or like surprise itself? Oh, man. That's so good.
Okay. So today we are talking about...
My week was great.
Your week was great. Our week is similar to last week, where we're trying to get the house ready for Moms on Maui. Kids started up their co-op again. Sunny Morrow collection launched. Like, it's just been like a full month.
Bam.
Which, if you ever want to support the podcast, and you can do that by buying something from the Sunny Morrow collection.
Yeah.
Our Sunny Morrow, we just released a new collection.
Yeah.
Some really great dresses and sweaters. SunnyMorrow.com. Yeah. Go team. Anyways.
What if we went into every episode like it was our second time recording it? We'd have a much shorter podcast.
We would.
We'd be like, we've already talked about this. And then we'd be like, well, we haven't.
Okay. So today we had talked about in detail version 1.0, what I'm about to share now. So we have four new items. So if you missed last week's episode, we're doing
the real one.
The real last week's episode, episode 206. We talked about how we're sort of shifting to like a both and version of our business. Like we used to do only open and close, pre-sale only. And then this year we thought we were only going to do inventory. And now we're realizing that like there's a place for both. And so for the rest of the year, the first Monday of every month, we're going to release a 4-piece collection that's limited in terms of the time that you can buy it. You can buy it the first week of the month from, or well, from the first Monday of the month to the first Sunday for that week. And it's only 4 items and they're always going to be new. And the first one launches today and around nine-ish Eastern.
PM.
9 PM Eastern. So get ready. It's a great way to support the podcast. they're great reminders that you can wear. They are limited, so they won't, you know, this is your chance to get them. But I will give the podcast listeners, the Butt Clenchers, an inside scoop. So when we order something for pre-sale, we actually order a little bit of inventory so that we can have,
How else can we take pictures of it, do a try on,
do the try-ons, all this kind of stuff. But what we're doing differently this time is like we're releasing that inventory. So like if you order day one, minute one, there's a very good chance that your item will ship right away. Now I can't say that's true because we don't have all sizes available, but like there is a higher probability that if you order at the beginning of the week, your item will get to you
sooner.
Like in some of you might get it literally shipped out the next day. That won't happen for all orders. So don't email me and say, hey, TJ said my order would come the day after and it didn't, because that's not true. We're still going to have to make a bunch to order, but that's just like a little inside podcast clip or hint. And as a podcast listener, if you use the code not a joke, all one word, because it's April Fool's, we will send you a discount code.
Yeah.
Or that is the discount code. Sorry, man. My brain is like totally fried right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay focused. You can do it, DJ. not a joke is a discount code to save on the collection. Great way to support the podcast. Great way to find a reminder that you can wear. And we really, really appreciate it. So with that being said, we have a t-shirt that on the front says by prayer and petition. And then on the back, it says the Do Not Worry Club. And so I designed that shirt and sort of want to share my heart behind it and the inspiration behind it. And hopefully, you will connect with that and you'll want the shirt. so we are in Philippians 4, verse 4-8. That's what I'm going to read right now. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So one of my favorite sections of scripture in the Bible. Like, I love those verses. I feel like a lot of those things that they say, like rejoice in the Lord, these are things that I try to like live out, that I talk about, that I think about daily and constantly. I kind of like to think of it this way, is like, not in a dark way, but like, what will Sunny and June and Daisy and any other children that we have say about me at my funeral? Like, not in like a weird, like sort of like dark way or anything like that, but just like, you know, that's a question that I want to proactively live my life by. Not that being the goal.
Not so that you manipulate what they say. No,
but like that being like something that's conscious, like that's an inspirational thing that I want to live my life by.
Yeah.
Because I know what I'm gonna say about my dad.
Yeah.
Like I know the things.
It's that like, you know, the things that like rise to the top, yeah, that like, stick, that come to mind quickly when you're like, oh, that so reminds me of that
and
person.
And so I want my girls to have those things. And a lot of those things I feel like are in this section of scripture. Like I want them to say like, Dad, TJ, rejoiced in the Lord always, like no matter what scenario, like that he wasn't anxious about anything, that he, with prayer and petition and thanksgiving, made his request known to God, that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, was with him. Like that he lived his life with that. And that whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if like that he sought out those things. So I love the scripture for that reason. And when I was designing this collection, when we had decided to make this change, I was like, okay, well, let me get working on the April collection. Mm-hmm. This was the verse that had kind of popped into my head.
Yeah.
Specifically, I love the phrase by prayer and petition. Mm-hmm. And I love the heart posture that living by prayer and petition does to you as a believer. And I love the part of the verse that says, do not be anxious about anything. And then, but, which like Shama, the comedian, has this like really great thing, but there's a but there.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. But I didn't stop on that. But let me look at that. But we got a but. Look at that. But, you know, like pastors do that. But in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And so for me, I feel like to join the Do Not Worry Club, which like, I put that on the back of the shirt because like everybody wants to be a part of a club. Mm-hmm. Like I saw this meme one time that was like, I know people talk about like let's talk about biker gangs for a second, that these are grown adult men who wear matching outfits and hang out together. Like that is peak friendship. Like that kind of friendship doesn't exist in normal life. Like let's acknowledge that there's something cool about that.
Yeah.
You know, the meme is much, much funnier said, but, you know, like everyone wants to be a part of a club.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we talked about it last, like I talked about a few weeks ago, like how John Tyson had the Dangerous Kids Club for his kids and like what a core memory that is probably for them. Like, you know, I'm trying to figure out what that looks like for me and my girls. Mm-hmm. It's why we snuck into that resort, went down that slide. It's like, you know, just part of that sort of like, it's why Bianca brought her boys over to DPR house and told me to chase them. Like,
yeah.
It's sort of just like, that's a cool thing to like, that sort of club mentality is really cool. And so I want to be in the Do Not Worry Club, like a club that's called the Do Not Worry Club. I want to be in that because I feel like worry is so prevalent in our lives. You know, like we talk about how like, you know, people 1,000 years ago, they had a lot to worry about, like disease, famine, like really like tangible, like livelihood things.
Yeah.
Which is like terrifying. And I don't know if I would have been able to survive. I don't know how to do those things, but if I was born back then, I probably would have
been
learned.
Taught.
Yeah. So there's like that kind of worry that I think existed for basically all of life until sort of modern era culture.
Yeah.
And now like, I feel like the worry that we deal with is like, we know everything that is happening at all time. And so it's almost like this like emotionally heavy, anxious worry that is constantly on us because like, you know, 1,000 years ago, someone didn't know if there was a war happening on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Now we do. And now we also know what happened in the town over and over there and this, and we know what this person said about this and who's going to vote for this and all this kind of stuff. And so it's just like news, information, which I think is leading to like massive levels of anxiety 100%. Across the culture.
Yeah.
And so I love the idea of a club that is fully based on Do Not Worry. Mm-hmm. And what I think, And how I think we enter that club, the secret password at the front door or the secret knock to get in is told to us in the second part of that verse. You know, let us not be, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And I think it is through the act of prayer, through petitioning the Lord, that we enter the club, that anxiety leaves because we are finding our peace and rest and we're finding we're building our foundation in Him. He is sheltering us under His wing. We are going to Him in prayer constantly. And I think when you find someone who isn't anxious, who doesn't worry, I'm guessing that person has a pretty great prayer life. I'm guessing that person is constantly,
I fully believe they go hand in hand
at the feet of Jesus, crying out to Him in prayer and petitioning Him. And I think something that's interesting about the word petition is like, you know, you get text from a friend that's like, hey, you know, sign this petition for X, Y, and Z. I want to save the dolphins. Can you sign this petition? Or you've seen online videos of people out like being like, hey, would you sign this petition? You know, and that takes some vulnerability. Like it takes some boldness and some, you know, risk to, mm-hmm. to go up and petition someone to join what you are hoping that they join. Yeah. And I feel like if we really petition the Lord mm-hmm. on things that like matter to us, that matter to him, that we cry out to him in a bold, kind of brave way.
Yeah.
Like that anxiety that we're constantly dealing with, that's sort of like, you know, just, it's like our society lives with like a white noise of anxiety.
Oh,
that's
yes.
how I would describe it.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like that white noise dissipates. Mm. Like if we are constantly seeking the Lord in prayer mm-hmm. and it's even goes on in the verses, but by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And so I think how we enter the club, the secret handshake or the knock to get into the club is through prayer and petition. And then once we enter into that secret place with the Lord, once we're living a life of prayer and petition, we receive that peace that surpasses all understanding. And the best thing about that peace that surpasses all understanding is that it's not based on the reality of where we live or mm. what's going on in our current situation, in our relationships, in our finances, in our physical health.
Right.
That peace that surpasses understanding surpasses all those things because we are so intimately engaged with Jesus.
Yeah.
And so my encouragement this second time around is to like learn the secret knock, learn the passcode, and then practice it. Go to the club every day. Like join the Do Not Worry Club every day through prayer and petition and seeking the Lord. And here's something else I will say is like when I was at Forming Men, there was a guy that was like, we all shared our big takeaways mm-hmm. and there were takeaways all over the board. I shared mine a few podcast episodes ago. But one of the guys talked about how like he played it safe in life. He was like, I play it safe in a lot of things, which I think is admirable. Like, you find a guy that
that's not all a bad thing.
Yeah. Like you play it safe with your finances, you're probably going to have a good life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's an admirable thing. But what he said, what I've learned this weekend at this
about himself
is that like, I play it safe in my prayer life. Mm. And so I don't pray for the big things that I want to pray for.
Yeah.
I pray for the, like, you know, like what we talked about then was like, you know, are you in the shallows, the midlands, or the depths? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I pray in the shallows, but I know what my depth prayers are,
but they're never uttered.
Yeah. But they're never uttered. And so my hope also with this verse and this shirt and this design is like that the prayer and the petition wouldn't be this like casual, shallow prayer of like, dear God, you know, I hope my friends have a nice day. Mm. Dear God, I hope I have a good day. It's like, dear God, please save this person that I love. Mm. Please make yourself known in a real, incredible way to this person that I love and adore. I want them to know you. I am crying out to you. I am petitioning you, Lord. Please. And I will petition you every day. I will come to this spot every day with this petition and ask you to sign it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And it's when we do that, when we seek him with that sort of fervent, like that sort of ferocity, that is when I think the peace that surpasses all understanding comes. Mm. And so I want this design, this verse, whether you get the shirt or don't get the shirt, like, you know, I hope you get it because that's awesome. But if you don't get it, like, let this sort of reality be like let this phrase be like the mantra of your next month. Like, we're starting off April. Today's April 1st. You're listening to the podcast, not a joke. like, write this down by prayer and petition. Put it on your refrigerator, put it next to your desk, put it, you know, wherever on your bathroom mirror, mm-hmm. like, let it be the mantra of your month and watch the anxiety dissipate. Mm. Like, if you seek the Lord with prayer and petition every day this month, you will have less anxiety, 100% guaranteed. Mm. And that's not because I can guarantee it. That's because the Bible can guarantee it. Mm-hmm. And the Bible is truth. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think that there are oftentimes, and I feel this way too, where I have deep prayers that I want to pray. I have these petitions that I want to ask for the Lord, but I do play it safe. And mm-hmm. I do sort of like kind of just skirt around them thinking that like, well, he probably doesn't want to answer all of them. So like, maybe if I spread them, it's like, you know, when you want, like, when it's like when I want to play video games and I'm like, okay, let me just do a few things around.
Or yeah, as a kid. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to ask dad this, and I'm going to ask mom that.
100%. Yes.
You know, or how often can I ask for this?
Yeah.
How many granola bars can you really have in a day? What are my odds here? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that's all I've got.
Yeah. Yeah.
Second time through.
Yeah. No, that's so good. And I think my version of playing it safe, which it is a version of playing it safe that definitely resonate with that, is similar to how I view my coins and all the coin episodes we've done talking about that. I think I often approach my life of prayer and petition with this subconscious fear that I will run out of chances, opportunities, God's listening ear. I don't know that like at some point I will run out or he'll be tired of it. And so it's like a version of the, well, you know, are you going to go ask mom? Are you going to go ask dad? Like, how do I play this?
Right.
I don't want to ask for too many things now, because what if I use it all up and later I need something that's actually more important and it's gone.
Right.
And I don't even mean just like him like saying yes to everything and granting everything, like a magical genie wish. I don't even mean like that, but just like, I don't even really know what I mean when I say that, like, what if it's gone? But I do feel that like there are some areas more than others that I definitely approach just like I approach my day and my time and my emotions and all those things. Like, oh, what if I get to a point where I do not have what it takes? I don't have enough to get through. That absolutely trickles over into my prayer life.
Yeah.
I don't say that like a yay me. I just mean like, you know, this conversation makes me realize, that's like my version of playing it safe.
Yeah. I think the second conversation has made me realize that like I do pray. I do talk to Jesus very often, but I don't think I like, until life gets hard, I don't like when life gets hard, I'm a great prayer. Like I'm good at prayer. Like I pray all the time when life gets really hard.
Yeah.
And I feel like I get to the depths pretty quickly in those scenarios. Like, you know, and we've learned like you and me as like just a relational, you know, married couple, like we now know like pretty quickly, like if one of us is going through it, like we can get to the depths pretty quickly, but it's like, I think what we've also gotten better at is like talking about the deep things when life is going good. Like it allows us to be prepared better for the hardship when we know, like when we've kind of searched out the depths, even in the good times. And I feel like what I would like to spend more time doing is like searching out the depths, even when life isn't hard. Like I would like to still pray for the deep weighty things when everything is going smoothly and life feels pretty easy breezy, beautiful. I knew that would get you.
I know. You said easy breezy and I was like, and there's going to be one more.
But I think like, I would like to spend more time in prayer even when I'm not like going through it is what I'm realizing. And so I feel like when I wear this t-shirt, that will be like a really helpful reminder to me of just like, yeah, like you've had a great month or week or whatever time, you know, season or whatever. Like that doesn't mean that you can't pray those big, deep depth prayers because those needs still exist. And I think that's what happens is like I end up praying for the deep weighty things when it's like focused on me, like when it's my life that's going through it or someone really close to me, when in reality that's happening all the time to people that I know and don't know. And so it's like, I could be seeking the Lord for those things, even in the easy breezy, beautiful times. So, all right, guys, that's all we have for today. You know, we've already done this once and this is the second time through. I hope that we didn't miss anything that we, hopefully that we might've said on the first time. I don't think we did.
I don't think so.
So,
Bianca responded. She thinks that it's Brooke and Bianca.
Okay. B&B. So she's the second B.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the April collection will be available April 1st around 9 PM through the 7th. These four items will only be available then, so make sure that you grab one. It's a great way to support the podcast. We also just launched a new Sunny Morrow collection, which is really great, and you did a really good job
with that,
Brooke. Brooke got behind the camera again, and she took all the Sunny Morrow photos, and so proud. Like, it's just, you're so good at that.
Oh, thanks.
The last thing I will ask, because I remember asking this on the last one. We are gearing up for Moms on Maui. So, and by we, I mean like Brooke and I are getting the house ready, but then I'm out of here with the three girls. We're going to Kansas City and San Diego, which will be so fun. They get to see cousins. We're going to have a blast. But I would ask through prayer and petition that the podcast, the Butt Clencher community, pray for the women that are coming to Maui for that the Lord would meet them here, that he would speak to them, that he would kind of reinvigorate them to live there, wherever they're from, whatever situation they're in, that he would just like give them more passion, more joy, more grace, more vitality. Like, and if, you know, all the people that listen to this podcast end up praying for those two weeks of women, like the Lord will move. And so like that is my request, for this episode is like, if you guys could do that, wow. I think amazing things would happen for those women who are, you know, doing something courageous, you know,
big time
coming.
That's what the group texts are looking like the last day.
Coming
like,
to
Ooh, anybody, we're getting close. Anybody feeling real nervous?
Coming
anybody
to Maui alone
realizing when, I do have control issues and everybody's like heart
strangers, that the Lord would meet them. You know, they're taking this little step of faith, this boldness to do this thing. I'm going to pray for them. And I would ask you guys to join us.
I think it's cool to picture, you know, a petition. A petition can be, there's a few definitions of petition. You know, it can be just like a formal request. Just the asking of something, which is kind of what we're talking about in terms of like a prayer. But then there's also like a literal petition, like you sign.
Yeah.
And so thinking about this petition going before the Lord about the women coming
and whole
everybody putting their names on it. Signing it.
That's cool.
Like that's signing it with their prayers is like really cool.
That's
to
cool.
think about.
So
that.
If you do that for us, that'd be great.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for making us a part of your week. Glad we recorded audio correctly this time.
Okay. I love you. Bye.